An affordable housing proposal on a brownfield site in Great Barrington, Massachusetts is facing opposition as the town board considers its approval. The Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire wants to build 45 affordable housing units on the former New England Log Home site at 100 Bridge Street, two blocks from Main Street. The nonprofit has been working on remediation and development of the 8-acre property contaminated by industrial chemicals for about 20 years. The CDC's Executive Director Tim Geller says the group's $45 million vision is an opportunity of a generation.
The master plan includes 45 units of affordable rental apartments, 36 market rate condominiums, which will be medium and higher end condominiums, about 30,000 square feet of commercial space, and 2 acres of public park.
The CDC is pursuing a permit from Great Barrington's Zoning Board of Appeals for the $12 million affordable housing project on 2 acres, but some area residents don't think it's a good idea, among them Bobby Houston.
Affordable housing stacked up in multi-rise, what look like warehouses, and it's all along the waste treatment plant. In other words, in the least desirable place.
Houston, a building developer, was involved with the citizen group that worked to maintain portions of the former Searle School as part of a hotel redevelopment. Having learned from that experience over the past year, Houston says many of those same people are now opposing the housing proposal.
There are other projects in the pipeline. There's a project on State Road, which is in the works. There are smaller scale projects. The trend in affordable housing, the progressive way to do it now, is called scatter siting, where it's integrated and distributed through the community rather than warehoused or stockpiled in one corner of a town. And there are scatter siting projects that are in the pipeline now.
The Great Barrington Select Board has recommended that the project go forward. It sent a list of conditions to the ZBA, including that no certificate of occupancy for the housing be granted until all 8 acres are remediated. Geller says cleanup, what he calls a big earth-moving exercise, will be concurrent with initial construction, so the entire site will be safe before residential and commercial use. Capping will also occur.
Absolutely 100% of the site will be cleaned up. And we have a remediation plan that the strategy of which is approved by MassDEP. MassDEP will be overseeing the entire remediation. There's no question that the safety, the health and safety of the neighborhood and Great Barrington residents are absolutely paramount for us and for MassDEP.
Geller says the affordable housing units will be available for individuals making less than $36,000 a year and families of four with an annual income lower than $51,000. He says those figures represent 60% of Southern Berkshire County's median income. More than half of Great Barrington's residents would qualify, according to Geller. After extensive public conversation about the project, Geller says he is confident the CDC and ZBA will come to terms on conditions for the project to move forward. He says there is a rather universal understanding that affordable housing is needed in the region.
The way the opposition has been articulated, it has not been one of opposition to having low and moderate income families living there. It's really been about sort of inaccurate information regarding both the cleanup and the overall development of the site.
Houston is hopeful the ZBA sets strong conditions, saying many opponents want to see more affordable housing and in fact could personally benefit from low-cost rental units.
We want this town to grow in a healthy, sensible way, and we don't want to see mistakes made. Once something bad is built, it stays built. And if you are left with a leftover piece of a project, like a bunch of apartment buildings standing next to a brownfield, that's the worst possible outcome. We want to see that doesn't happen.
The ZBA meets at 7:30 p.m. Monday at Great Barrington Town Hall. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.